Hello and welcome to an extra bonus episode of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz.
I'm Taylor.
And we've just got a little bit more news for you again this week. So just stuff that we couldn't fit in and more stuff that just didn't fit in, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
Can't always get a flowing thing going, can you?
Well, so,
that's true. But we do.
Yeah,
we manage.
We try our best.
Yeah, we don't do too badly, really, do we? Yeah, so just going to dive straight into it again, really. Unless you've got... What have you been up to this week? We didn't even really talk about stuff.
Yeah, just work, man. Just, the usual work, pay bills.
Oh, just general life-y sort of stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I've been doing? Yeah. I've been watching loads of Penn and Teller on YouTube. Do you know those...
Are they still doing that show?
They're doing that Fool You show, yeah. Right, well, I don't know if they're still doing it, but I've just addicted to the clips, watching clips on YouTube. It's great. Have you not watched them?
No, you know what I've been watching?
Well, go on.
Celebrity Juice.
Celebrity Juice?
Yeah, I've been
watching. Like on YouTube?
Just going on there. It's like, right, episode fucking 1, series 7.
All right, didn't realise you could get the whole series
Or the best bits, or the taken out bits and that. Yeah, I've been... proper getting into that.
Yeah, I've just been getting into the magic, man. Getting into the magic and the kind of illusions of it all.
Oh,
that's probably why I like this week's topic.
I've been looking at that in a different way.
Yeah, if you've not checked out the main episode, that's Project Bluebeam episode 9, I think it is. Yeah, yep, go and check that out.
Great episode.
Good episode, yep. Gotta say.
Three words.
Yeah, but diving into the news that we couldn't get through earlier. Oh, yeah, and we've also got another top 10 coming up in this extra episode as well.
Oh, yes, I do like
but this
top
is a funny
10.
One, actually. Yeah, so we'll check it out in a bit.
Like it.
So, have you heard about this Colorado thieves? So, again, this is in the States, in the Colorado Rocky Mountains in Denver.
Rocky.
Yeah, Denver. Yeah. So, thieves break into a pot dispensary, but they must have grabbed what was on the, on the counter as kind of like...
Prop weed.
They've
that's all.
Yeah, they got away.
Nothing else, but not even one more plant with it.
Oregano. That's all they got. They went into a pot shop, and the only thing they come out
with. Urgent baking, no?
Was not pot. Yeah, well, no suspects. Check this out. No suspects. Police are trying to smoke out the suspect. Oh my god.
Boom.
That's a pretty shit joke.
Yeah.
Have you got any news?
Mate, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk?
Yeah, have you heard he's been done
kind
for fraud?
Of, I was going to say, he's been kind of naughty recently, and he was on there joking.
Very naughty
good.
Boy.
And not inhaling.
No.
In fact, he wasn't inhaling. Yeah, this is what inhaling sounds like. There you go, Elon. Just for you, that. Just so in case you don't know.
So you know how it feels.
Right. Yeah. Well, so go on. What's that? What's he up to now?
Basically, he's been a naughty boy on Twitter.
Why? What's he saying?
So
because a lot of people say, is he trying to take a Trump-esque sort of? I'm going to start saying what I want on Twitter.
I don't know. But if he has, he's playing a very, very dangerous game because of his shareholders.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because he doesn't own the company, does he? Really?
No, but what basically it comes down to.
Yeah,
that,
obviously, if he's got shareholders,
he owns about 51%. He owns a big proportion of it, basically. But then he'd been twittering saying that he was looking at buying the whole lot. So before he said that, the shares were like $10 a share, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So as soon as he said that, that very next day, the shares went up to 300.
Right.
So it was like, Jesus. Now, it's gone up to 420.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, well, the shareholders want the money back.
Yeah, of course. Think that he's kind of bumping the price up, or getting the price bumped up?
Well, he's been doing it over the weeks and saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but he wasn't. He wasn't even looking into it. So, he's been charged, fined. Been fined.
He's been charged.
Yeah.
So what's that mean? Does that sort of like indictment?
You can't pay a fine unless you've been charged.
Is he gonna get like fucking prison time?
I don't think so. I think they've just fined him.
Whoa. Well, I bet that's a hefty
fine. There may
be
other cases that come up against him. Yeah.
Bloody hell, are you on, man?
Yeah. How much?
Well, everyone. Do you know what?
How much do you reckon he got charged?
I'm going to say something. You know what? I'm going to say it's probably a really something really ridiculously low. Like 12 grand.
12 grand?
Yeah.
He wishes. Well, try 20 million.
20 million?
20 million.
I reckon he could probably afford it.
Yeah. He could probably sell a few cars and he's done.
Oh, aye, yeah, totally.
Well, he's a smart man,
he can
so.
Afford to float him off into space.
Yeah, that's true. That cash thrown up there.
So what's that? Is that basically he's just...
Yeah, that's basically, he's got like 22 million followers, so you can see like a lot of people have got onto it.
This is the thing when you have a high profile, isn't it? You kind of expose yourself to... the shit as well as the kind of accolade.
But even worse for him is now he has to resign being the CEO of Tesla.
Really?
Yeah, so he's no longer in charge.
That's probably why he was having a blaze then, wasn't he? He was trying to smoke away his blues, man.
Well, that's true. But that's a problem to him. If you think about it, it's not a problem to him. All he has to do is get someone else in his place and he tells him what to do. That's
like a puppet man.
It's an old scam that you could do over.
Hey, I've got a job going. Yeah. Would you like to be my puppet man?
Yeah, I'm a puppet man.
Do you want to be my Geppetto?
And you're getting paid for it as well.
Pinocchio?
You're getting paid for it, fucking hell.
Trump's probably a Geppetto puppet boy.
No, I don't think he is. He's a doer. The others have all been puppets and not been doers. Doing what George Soros wants to do. And yeah, that little wanker.
Well, here's one. Have you heard about this pumpkin asteroid?
Yeah, well, it
came past a few years ago. I think it was last year, 2015.
Yeah.
And they call it, I don't know, you could call it, I think NASA experts are calling it rather the vegetable or the pumpkin.
I've heard it as the pumpkin.
I've seen it as the pumpkin. It was kind of like headlined as the pumpkin, but when you go further down the article and they say it's NASA saying...
Yeah, because NASA's got their own name for it, and the papers have just taken
I don't know why they call it the pumpkin or the vegetable, because it looks like a fucking big skull.
Halloween.
It looks like a big skull, which is more Halloween-y in my book.
Yeah, well, it's just after Halloween, it's
Halloween,
pass,
I'm going to go dead things.
Dead things.
Dead things, mate.
Dead things. But they are calling it the deadly
asteroid. Are they? Well, its official name is TB1456. And the last time it came
what
to Earth...
What was that?
TB1456.
Oh, go and have a look.
Why?
Have a look on NASA. Go and have a look on NASA's site.
Why is it? Are they saying that's not what it's called? Right.
No, have a look what it looks like.
Oh, right.
Because it does look like a skull.
Oh, right, yeah, check out the name. I mean, go on. Yeah, it does look like a skull. But the last time it came to Earth, it actually came very close, 300,000 miles from Earth. And that was on the 31st of December 2015. And it's supposedly due to hit around about, not hit, but fly past.
Yeah.
Yeah, around about...
Just after Halloween,
around about early November.
It's perfect timing if it does hit.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's a kind of sort of... funny in a way.
It's funny in a way. It's ironic, isn't it? That's it. It's like Alanis Morissette. Like a big pumpkin asteroid on Halloween day.
Boom.
It's a free ride.
Boom.
On the back of Hail Bop. Do you know what we were talking about? A couple of weeks ago we were talking about Atlantis.
How
somebody had claimed to find it in the eye of the Sahara.
Yeah, I had a little look
at that. It really made sense to me that, I still maintain that is a good theory.
Fresh water in the middle.
Of course, there's nothing. Seawater all around, and then fresh water in the middle.
And it's like hundreds of miles away from the fucking sea.
And they say it was a man-made. It's not a man-made structure. It's a natural formation, so it couldn't possibly be. But people have made homes on natural structures forever.
Exactly.
So you know,
if it's not Atlantis, I reckon it's another place.
It matches with Plato's stuff.
At how many places where they thought they didn't exist, and then they found it.
Exactly, and then now there's another. This is kind of weird though, because in there's a story here where another expert has found a bombshell discovery, and he claims to have found Atlantis too. So this is...
There weren't just one, there was two.
But he's saying that he believes this to be Atlantis. And
where
he's
is
been
it?
Wanting to kind of find the find it and
yeah.
find the lost city.
A lot of people
So he believes it to be just off the coast of Ireland, just at the top of Ireland, just sort of like...
Near High Brazil.
Yeah. Well, you said this. You said you were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that that's where some people believed it to be.
And it's where a number of... From the UFO that was touched by Sergeant Patterson, I think it was.
Well, historian Matt Simpson thinks he's found Atlantis. And after... He's basically basing it on rock formations that he's found interesting on old maps from between the 1560 and 1660.
Right,
and he's saying
so
that there's a
it.
Weird rock formation showing on these maps, and he's kind of tried to find the geographic location in real life.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's found a discovery. It's a bombshell discovery, as they put it. Yeah, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. I'm going to keep the two going.
Because I want
to know which one's the real Atlantis, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
if they found it, then we couldn't find any. They're like buses. We couldn't find any Atlantises.
No.
And then all of a sudden, two come along at once.
It'd be free
fucking
next week.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The irony just keeps on flowing tonight.
They used to be in India at one point.
Well, here's a bit more irony for you, because... Here we've got tonight's. Well, what do the top 10? What do you kind of like? What was it? Top of the Pops. What was the tune, man? I can't remember the tune, but I could do like tonight pop pickers.
We have the top ten.
Oh, you don't even know what the top 10 is, really?
No,
do you?
I don't.
Yeah,
I
tonight
don't.
We're looking at the top 10 lies.
We're verging on this bit.
Other countries believe about the UK.
That were great.
Well, that's not a lie.
They were fantastic.
That's not a lie. That's
and we can do it on our own.
Do you know what? Do you know what? The Chinese call Britain, or the people of Britain,
scum.
Britain translates to little heroes.
Little heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
we're a little country, or a little country of heroes. Somewhere along them lines. So get onto it. Right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
At number 10, we all love tea.
Yes, that is true, though.
No, it's not true.
I prefer coffee, to be honest.
I prefer coffee, and there you go.
But
right?
A lot of people do.
Well,
and it was to do with the slave trade against tea.
Yeah, and tea was very popular back in the day, but we're talking about now. Yeah, people don't... Well, in a survey taken last year, 2017, people, 61% of people listed coffee as their favourite beverage.
Yeah.
Right? 2.1 billion cups of coffee are served a day in England, whereas only 874 million cups of tea. Right? So there's a big difference.
Yeah,
there's
and
a
that's
big
my
lot
brother because he's a tea monster, man.
Well, I know
Gary,
a lot of people
tea
who drink teas, but it turns out, statistically speaking, we don't love tea as much as some people do
in other parts
of the world.
We always ask for a cup of tea. You get offered a cup of tea, you don't get offered a cup of coffee as much.
This gets to another point in the list, you see, later on.
Yeah.
So at number 9, it's always rainy in England.
It
rains, we get our fair share.
We get more than our fair share.
If you think about it, according to the Met Office, 71% of days in the UK are rain free.
Yeah, but that was just because of
that's only 30%. No, per year. So per year, we only have 29%. 29% of the year it rains in the UK.
Ah, but are you not counting snow or sleet?
Well, that's different weather, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it turns into the same thing,
Oh, that's just being like facetious. You're trying to.
I'm trying to work out like.
Well, compared to places like the USA, it is quite low, do you know what I mean? They've got a lot of land coverage though, so they get rain every day.
Yeah.
But in different areas, so they kind of fall into that bracket.
Does the England one count Scotland? Because Scotland must be
in the UK.
Fucking a lot.
Generally the UK.
Right.
This is top lies of other countries believe about UK and the United Kingdom.
Right.
And at number 8, We all talk like the Queen, and I don't think we do, to be honest, chicken. I don't think we do, duck. Because, to be honest, yeah, there's quite a lot of different accents in the UK, and even the Queen's accent has become less posh.
That's true.
Since the 1970s,
yeah,
she's kind of phased it out.
Yeah.
At number seven, British teeth. Do you think about? I do think like we've got a bit of an issue with teeth because we don't get covered by the NHS anymore, so it's kind of expensive, but. According to a study,
it's even more expensive.
Well, basically, they reckon it comes from like World War II, because we had no NHS at that time, and the Yanks were over here, and they were going back with stories about us yanking our own teeth out because we didn't have dentistry or whatever.
Yeah,
that very, very good dentistry.
Yeah, because they always take the piss out of our teeth.
Yeah, exactly. So they've took this sort of myth back, and kept it.
Bastards.
A survey says. England has actually better teeth than the United States in that respect.
In your face.
We actually take a lot better care of our teeth, saying a study from 2015 shows the UK's teeth are better. 7.3 teeth are missing from the average American, only 6.97 in the UK on average. And dentist visits, 40%. In the US, over 70% in the UK. So 70% of the people in the UK visit the dentist more often.
Yeah, but can not afford it over there because they've got.
Oh yeah, they've got different healthcare as well. Yeah. So that's basically the flip reverse of what we were saying. Like we didn't have it before the NHS. Well. So number six, what do you reckon six is?
Six. I don't know. The Queen's a lizard.
Binge drinking.
Yeah, I'm surprised everyone's number one.
Everyone's kind of like running to, you know, us on holiday stuff. And, you know, we get this reputation for being like louts and stuff
Well,
we're not. We're not. Do you know what? Every time I've gone on holiday, I've met people from other countries and they've said, you're not what I expected out of an Englishman, you know.
Yeah, but then you get the dicks out there. You get in every culture and every society.
Obviously, of course you do, yeah. And that's you can't just marry it down
We want to have fun.
Apparently, in 2005, our binge drinking was at 29%. A week, over the recommended, dropping to 18% in 2017.
Good.
And that's basically a lot lower than countries like France, Germany, Belgium. We're basically lower down.
So we're
doing
all
right. At number five, the UK is just like London.
If they only fucking knew.
Well, this is it, basically.
They won't get their arse over it.
So 19 million tourists enter London every year, but mainly they go to London and that's it. They don't really see any of the other cities. So their interpretation of what England's like
is all of London.
Is London, basically red buses, Big Ben. They don't get to see the real city, really.
No. They need to spread their bloody wings and give a bit more.
Come and see Manchester. Manchester's a sick place to come and visit. I mean, I'm bored because I've lived here all my life, but you know, I hear good things from tourists. to be honest.
Nice people.
Here's a good one. At number four, guns are illegal in the UK.
They're not, but they are as well. Well, of old laws.
Yeah, so basically. No, they're not illegal. Mm-hmm. In 1997, handguns were banned.
Yes.
But you can still own a shotgun,
yes.
A sniper rifle,
yes.
Or even an Uzi.
Yes.
Yeah, with the right permits. And you basically got to belong to a gun club.
Yes.
Right?
Because you're not allowed to take it home. If you take it home, you've got to have a safe, you've got to have an alarm on the house.
Yeah, you've got to have it registered, all the rest of it. Yeah. But you've got to be smart about it. You've got to have, all the...
A lot of them don't let go now out of the gun thingies you've got staying there.
But, yeah, imagine that. You can have smashing an Uzi around, but, like, you're home in the gun... I'm in the gun club. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you using an Uzi
for? You won't be able to do it,
imagine that clay pigeon shooting.
In a single shot. No, you won't be able to do that. No, you won't be able to do that. That'd be straight off.
Well, at number three, we all sound really smart. Being English, being from the UK, we all sound really smart, apparently. That's not true.
I think we can do.
Even in the top five. No, we actually...
Top ten.
We actually placed 7th in IQ. Oh, yeah, and 21st in education.
21st?
Yeah, Korea's one of the top...
Well, yeah, to be honest, education. Yeah. Japan's at the top.
Yeah, we're 21st. Yeah. Like I say, that's not pretty good. That's not very good. I'm just basically just proving it with that statement. Number two... Stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip.
Yeah, so you know our reserve. Yeah. British reserve.
Yeah.
British Bulldog.
Yeah. Plucky Brits.
Yes. We will take them.
And again, this comes
from.
We will
take them in the sky.
This comes from the World War. Do you know, like, we were kind of like...
Yeah, we're the bulldog, man.
You can't get our spirit down. Yeah. You can't knock our spirit.
Because we're British.
And, you know, we wouldn't show emotions. We were basically emotionally reserved. Right,
let's get it right. We're just a bunch of hard nuts who could fucking have it.
Well, that's not true. Because, basically, a survey has revealed that 44% of men have cried in public.
Hey, there's nothing wrong in crying in public.
And generally cry around 30 times a year.
30 times?
Yeah, the average man. And that's not... The average woman cries 60 times a year.
I would have thought it would have doubled that.
But they do it in private.
men do it not in private.
The men do it in front
30% in front of people and then there's 60% away.
They do it in front of the bookie.
Yeah.
The bank manager. Yeah,
the guy who's the got his, a gun to his head going, give us that fucking money. What? I like your car, son, give it here.
I like the cut of
your
chin.
Yeah,
And at number one, there's a rumour that British food is grim.
Now, some of it is, but a lot of it ain't.
Well, again,
but then we've got multicultural.
It's crazy how
many
of these kind of lies and sort of like misapprehensions come from World War
II. But it depends on the person, if you think
about it. Because this is another one, because when rationing was in effect,
it was
kind of like really restricted diet, which in one respect we meant that we were quite a lot healthier because we were getting smaller portions and stuff like that, and we were getting kind of like the stuff we needed rather
than
the stuff
we
didn't need.
Pepper,
we couldn't have a lot of sugar, we couldn't have a lot of salt.
So we had to digest.
Or saturated fats, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When the rationing was lifted in 1954, it just kind of made things... it made things a lot more better because we had a lot more flavours, we had a lot more
there's nothing wrong with the flavours, but it's
a lot more different cuisines coming.
But now you're getting more diseases, more like cancers and that, and it's through food and
shit.
Well,
this is what I'm saying,
that
our food can't be that bad because 25% of the population's obese. But we are ranked 4th highest for food in the world. Ranked highest for food quality and 4th in the world for cuisine, for like, you know, your Gordon Ramsay style.
But that's counted to the rich stuff, that's counted to all these fucking, you know, a lobster or a fucking something like that.
What would you say Britain's favourite food is?
Egg and chips. Steak and chips, isn't it?
Steak and chips.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Salad and chips.
No, totally off.
Baked potato.
No. Well, most people would say chips, fish and chips, because it's an English staple. And then I'd say...
Curry and chips.
And then I'd say a roast
Bindaloo.
Dinner. But yeah,
Bindaloo.
It's a curry.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
Britain's favourite meal.
That's been number one for God knows how long now.
Yeah, so
that's
there you
it the fucking... it's always the same thing, man.
So so what do you think of the list?
Yeah.
Any that you'd add on or take away or what?
Well, you didn't put on there like we're great. We need that, which we are.
Well,
we're a great nation.
We're called Great Britain.
Well, exactly. That's it. Don't hear any more better greats than that.
Well, I can't. You know, I mean, I'm biased, but you know. Like if you've got any comments about anything we talked about or just want to get in touch, feel free. Yeah, we're always open for a chinwag. So you can get us on all the Twitter stuff. You can get us on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com or you can get us at NASA_never on Twitter. Yeah. You can follow me on all the social medias at Gaz Duncan if you want to look me up. But you can't find Taylor on anything because he doesn't use the social.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a technophobe, but
I won't call myself a technophobe. And I call myself cautious.
He's a cautious folk. He sticks sellotape over his webcam.
I'm stupid. Yeah, and I'm not saying anyone else is out there either.
Nah, you've got to be safe in this day and age.
Exactly, it's stuff that you won't realise.
Well, look at Facebook. I keep seeing a lot more things about VPNs, and I'm like, oh shit, have I got VPNs set up properly? And, you know, it's like, it's quite, you know, important that you kind of... And you don't
know what you're playing with. Most of the time, you don't let your
information get out there. So
like I said, you don't get nothing for free. You're giving your data away to you don't know who. You know what I mean? And it could be used for anything from like posters out on the fucking street. We'll have to look into that
in one of the next episodes. But
yeah, definitely.
Well, that's about it for this extra bonus.
Yeah.
Super. Amazing episode of Never a Straight Answer
from Great Britain.
From Manchester,
Great Britain,
the greatest Britain.
Manchester in Great Britain,
the best place. Do you know what they say? Don't you? On the seventh day, God created Manchester.
Yeah. And then he went, I've done it.
Oh, is it on the sixth day? Yeah. On one of those days.
No, seventh day, rested.
He made Manchester.
Yeah. And went, right, I'm finished. That's creation. Yeah. That is glorious as it is. I don't need to do no more.
He smashed it.
He
did one town, smashed it, and then he was like, move on.
Yeah.
Right, and on that note, I've been Gaz.
And I've been Taylor.
And we'll see you on the next episode, which is episode 10.
Yeah.
And it's it's going to be a bit of a mind bender, so get your head in gear for that one. Yeah, and we're going to be talking about Planet X, Nibiru. Nibiru, is that how you say it?
Nibiru, Nemesis. There's all kinds of names and
so if you've got anything to add, if you want to kind of thing, I think I'm going to be doing a poll as well at some point. I'll be doing some polls on Twitter, trying to get some stats and whatnot. So hopefully you'll participate in that.
Drop us a line. Tell us what you think. You think about it, and if we could, if you want any ideas to throw into what we could be doing or changing, or you don't like.
And we're working on the quality. Like we've had a couple of going. Hopefully the quality's been a bit pingy, but as well. We've kind of been from episode one. I think we've come a long way and learned a lot in that time. So,
we've got a lot more to learn, but we have learned a lot on the journey through it.
Genuinely. Right, well, again, that's basically it for this week. So we'll catch you next time. And take care.
Cheerio.
Peace.
Out. What was that? You want to go for a shit now?